This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right back into them so we can answer as many as possible. Nathan, who's up next?
Miriam is in Farmington.
Miriam, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I had another question about hydrangeas.
Okay.
I've had this on the southeast side of the house for about 6 or 7 years, and it only bloomed for the first 2 or 3 years. It's under a maple tree, and this year the leaves were really beautiful, I guess, because of all the rain. But no flowers. Should I move it or do something else?
How much? So if it's under a maple tree, is it getting a lot of shade?
Not a lot. No, it's on the southeast side. I would say it's probably getting 3 to 4 hours of sun. I don't know if that's enough. But
I'd like to see what kind, before I say that, what kind of hydrangea?
Well, I bought it at a big box store, so I don't know just what type of hydrangea it is. When it first bloomed, it was pink.
Okay.
And then the second and third year, it was blue,
okay,
which means I have acidic soil, obviously, because I have a lot of blueberry bushes here that,
yep,
grow naturally. So the soil is pretty acidic. But I just thought maybe it was in the wrong spot, or maybe it's the type of hydrangea that I bought.
No, so it was a couple things. I'd like to see it get a little bit more sun than the 3 to 4 hours sun. I think,
okay,
the first couple of years, it, you know, still had a lot of everything going on it.
Right.
And it was pushing, yeah, through, and it started to get more leafy because of the amount of shade
right,
it's getting. I would really like to see it move to some place where it can get closer to maybe like 6 hours of sun.
Okay.
If you
that
could.
Sounds good. Yeah. It's quite big, so digging it out probably is going to be take a little time, but I think we can do it.
Well, so one of the other things that could be happening too is if it's under a maple tree, maple trees, yeah, are heavier feeders, and they're going to feed from any fertilizer you put down or any of the waterings or anything like that from all the other plants around it. It's survival of the fittest, basically,
so
the forest.
So the tree is going to take more from the
yes,
bush, obviously.
So
yeah,
that's part of it. So if you put any fertilizer down, it's likely that the tree is going to try and absorb more because it's older. It's been there for
right,
a long time.
Yeah.
It has its way with the root system around. So that could be part of it, too. So, like I said, I'd like to see it in a little bit more sun.
Okay.
One of the reasons, as you know, that we had so nice, lush leaves was all the rain we had in the spring.
Yeah, it was beautiful this year, but I was hoping for flowers, but no luck.
I think one of the other things is the past 3 years we've had, maybe actually 4 years now, our winters have been erratic. They're not, like, consistent that they normally have, where we have the seasons, the four seasons of the year.
Yeah, the temperatures were up and down this winter, last winter. Yeah.
Exactly. And so what happens, yeah, is there's a freeze-thaw effect on the root system. There's a freeze-thaw effect on the plant itself. sometimes in the spring when they start to shoot out some of their buds, they're getting hit by a cold, and it's shocking the plant and killing some of the buds from producing. Because they do start to produce early. You don't see them necessarily, but they do start to produce inside the stalk to get ready to come out. They start to pop just a little bit because it warms up. Then we get some cold. Then it warms up again. Then we get some cold again. It just kind of beats it back.
And yeah, it's hard on the plant.
Way.
Yeah.
What I'd
I had another question about a burning bush.
Okay.
We cut it out because it was so invasive. We were finding that it was growing in and around our blueberries. And
yep.
I guess the birds must drop the seed. So we got it cut out, and it's right down to the trunk, which is probably 7 inches across at ground level.
Yep.
Now, if I move that hydrangea out where this burning bush was, which is on the south side, what do I have to do to that soil before I put that? Do I have to remove that whole trunk or treat the trunk?
The best you can to remove it, there is a stump killer from Stump Out, which is from Bonide. Excuse me, it's a Stump Out product. Where
does it take a while to work?
It does take some time. That's the downfall.
Yeah.
So it'd be something that you'd have to look at now.
We might be better off to try to dig that little trunk out.
Yes.
It's 6 to 7 inches across. I mean, it's not like a big tree trunk, but
because
the burning bush had been there for 15 or 20 years, of course, the trunk got bigger and bigger.
When did you cut it down?
We cut it down in July. We finally decided to get rid of it.
Okay. So what you could actually do at this point, you could get this stump and vine killer, because I don't want to see you transplant that hydrangea until spring.
Okay.
At this point.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to see you do, take like a flat shovel, a flathead shovel.
Right.
And on the top of that stump, kind of just chip into it a little bit. Almost get it on top there, because at this point it's been a couple months. It might start to break down a little bit. But sometimes with a flat shovel, you can kind of nail into it. Or
what
you could do, get like a drill.
Move it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, you can get like a drill with some screws and drill into the...
Well, my husband's already put holes in it with a drill.
Okay. Reason why
that's all we've done, you know. Yeah.
The reason why I would like you to do make this fresh again is to open up the pores again by doing this.
Okay.
Because if you use the stump and vine killer, it's going to go right into those areas so it can absorb into the stump. It just helps the stump decompose a little bit quicker. To get rid of it, and you want it to get into the roots that way. Or you can just start, you know, hitting it with like a hatchet or something along those lines just to break it up a bit.
Yeah.
The best
I shouldn't
is
even think about putting the hydrangea in there until spring. It would be safe to do that.
Yeah, that's when I would do it.
And that's on the south side, so I think the hydrangea would probably be happier there.
I would definitely do it early spring before it's starting to be, while it's still in its dormancy period, once the ground is available to...
April?
Yeah, once you can start to dig in the ground, that's when I would do it.
Yeah, because the sun hits that side, it'll warm up faster.
Yeah, and make sure when you do plant it, you use some Biotone starter. From Espoma. That's a really good product to use. Or you can use the Protolizer from Natural Alternatives.
Okay, I've got that down.
Okay.
Okay, that should help me a lot. Well, thank you for your time.
All right, Miriam, have a great one. And good luck.
You too.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do have some calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy in New Hampshire.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I live in southern New Hampshire, probably zone 5A or 5B, and I have a front lawn that's looking pretty shabby right now. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I live in southern New Hampshire, zone 5A or 5B most likely, and I have a lawn that's looking pretty shabby.
Okay.
And it's got both totally bare spots and a lot of thin spots.
Okay.
My question is it too late for me to try to put down grass seed in the bare spots or to overseed the whole lawn? Have I missed my opportunity?
I think you still have plenty of time to do this. Just based on the temperatures, we're still in the 60s next week and the week after, long-term forecast, but we'll take it for what it's worth. I mean, the weather can be right 50% of the time and still be successful. But I think you're going to have some plenty of time to do that. So just what I want you to do is rough rake the areas that you are overseeding. And when I say rough rake, I don't mean ripping at the lawn because you don't want to get rid of some of that old grass that's in there. You want to kind of plant in around it. So take like a tine rake instead of a leaf rake, so a metal rake where the tines can just kind of scratch the surface a little bit. Then I'd want you to put down a starter fertilizer, if you could. The starter fertilizer has that heavier middle number on it. That starter fertilizer is going to help produce roots quicker, stronger, better for the winter. And then from there, put the seed down right after you put the starter fertilizer down. And then the biggest thing is watering. Water, water, water. You're looking at 2 to 3 inches a week of water for a lawn. I know we're supposed to get some rain Wednesday, I think either Tuesday into Wednesday or Wednesday into Thursday. That's not going to be enough, so I want to make sure you get, you know, keep watering best you can, and that's going to, you're going to have time to be successful this year.
Oh, great. Now, as far as roughing up the soil there, would a dethatcher or a plugger tow the kind of garden?
Either one would be fine. Either one would be fine.
Or should we
both? Dethatcher would be your best.
All
right.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Right at the break, we were talking with Nancy. She had some questions about the lawn. And we got cut off. We were kind of, I kind of got stuck in the moment, was just talking with Nancy, not realizing I was on the radio. We had talked about aerating or dethatching. I'd like to see you aerate at this point. You could dethatch too, but what I would do is, if I was going to do it, I would do it in the order of dethatching first and then aerating. Okay? So the dethatching, you said the lawn isn't that great. We'll call it.
Right. It's got sort of overall problems, and some spots are totally bare.
So the dethatching is more for getting rid of some of the thatch where the heavier parts of the lawn are. Now, if the heavier parts of the lawn aren't that thick, it might not be worth actually dethatching. It might just be worth aerating and then putting down something along the lines of... you know, the starter fertilizer, like we talked about, then putting down the seed and then watering it in that way. Always kind of in that process, not, you know, seed always goes last, in my opinion, when it comes to putting the lawn down.
Oh, okay. Now, Patrick, okay. What type of seed would be best for a full sun westerly location? What is sort of low maintenance and durable?
So if you're looking for full sun, you're going to look for a mix of, in our area, the most natives are going to be bluegrass, rye, and fescue. A lot of times you want to have that mix just in case one of those styles doesn't work well in your area, right? So that's why I would suggest having a mix of bluegrass, rye, and fescues, or rye and fescue mix. There's some great ones out there by Bonide that have some good mixes. You could also look at Jonathan Green's grass seeds. The other one would be Natural Alternatives has some really good ones on their website that you could take a look at. I think that would might be worth it. But anything that's a mixture, because if you go just strictly one, sometimes if there were disease that's specific for that plant or that, you know, that grass seed or grass blade, it could affect everything and wipe you out again. So you want to look more towards a mixture.
And of that mixture, is there one of those types of grasses that should be predominant? Which
usually it's a pretty good mix either way.
Okay. It doesn't matter which one has the greatest.
I just like a mix of it. It looks more natural in our area.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Wonderful. You were very encouraging and very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nancy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do have another call on the line, so we're going to go right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Kelly's in New Hampshire.
Kelly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple questions. First, I have a couple sand cherries that we planted several years ago. It is on a slope. So I have a very hard time keeping fertilizers, water, et cetera, to make these flourish better. I've had to cut them back because I did lose leaves one year. They're doing okay. They're not as spectacular as they should be. They're about 5 feet now from what I had cut out a year ago. I would like to move these into a better location, and I'm just not certain, should I wait till spring to do so? And what should I do as far as fertilizers and what have you to make these flourish?
Okay. So what I'd like to see you do is do it in the spring. Before the leaves start to pop out is best. So we're talking like April, if you can. You want it to still be kind of dormant. But when you pull it out of the ground with leaves on it, you can actually do more damage than good. Okay?
Okay.
So spring is the time to do it. Fertilizer-wise, you can use a plant tone in the spring. But when you do transplant it, Biotone Starter is what's going to help you out. Okay?
Okay.
Biotone Starter in the spring and then plant tone during the season.
Okay.
Hang tight for...
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thousands are in the streets of Hong Kong again for anti-government protests. Police have been using water cannons and firing tear gas at the pro-democracy demonstrators, most of them dressed in black, as they throw rocks and break windows near the local Chinese Army headquarters. Houston, Texas, mourning the death of its first Sikh deputy. Harris County Deputy Sandy Dhaliwal was one of the first police officers in the entire nation to be allowed to wear a turban while on duty. He was shot twice from behind during a traffic stop late Friday. They went wild at New York City Field last night as Pete Alonso made Major League history, hitting a rookie record 53rd home run.
To make that many people happy with one swing, it's a real special feeling.
The Met breaks New York Yankees star Aaron Judge's rookie home run record of 52. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Kelly. She did have a second question that we wanted to get to. So, Kelly, what was that second question you had?
Sure. I have these very old lilacs that are very tall and very thin. And the flowers, the blooms come out on the very top. So I would like to be able to somehow get them full again and get more blooms on the lower branches and just make them fuller. What do you recommend?
So it's going to have to be pruned back a bit in order for it to, you know, kind of rejuvenate itself, get back to where you want it to be.
Right.
So that's gonna take some time, obviously. The pruning back can be done. I would like to see it after it does flower, because with some of the lilacs, you could do more damage than good by cutting it at this point. You want it to be. You could be cutting some of next year's flowers off at this point, so we don't want to do that. Even though it hasn't bloomed as much as you want, and it could be more, that's why, you know, we still want to wait.
Okay.
So in the spring, what I want to see you do is, after it flowers, cut it back by a little over a third of the green parts of it. Okay. I don't want you to just cut back into sticks and stems, because what'll happen is those areas don't have leaves because they're not getting enough sun, they're not getting enough everything. You want to only cut it by the green of the areas. You can also cut out complete branches if you want to try and thin it out a little bit if it's too, you know, thick, but I believe you said it was too thin. You can get rid of some of the older branches that maybe you noticed aren't doing as well. maybe that have died this year. If they've died, you can get rid of those now because that will help.
Okay.
But spring after it flowers is when I'd like to see you prune them. That would be the best time to do it. You can fertilize that in the spring with like a plant tone to get it for the season. And but no more than a third of cutting it back, and just make sure it's that the part that's got the leaves on it. Just take that as the size of the plant versus the whole plant with sticks and all.
Understand. Now I did hear that they like a sweet soil.
Yep, they can take an acidic soil. So maybe it's adding some soil acidifier to it, or you could use like the holly tone.
Okay.
The soil acidifier, if you've noticed year after year, it's not as many flowers, not as many everything. Soil, you might want to check the pH, see where it's at. Maybe it's gone up. Having it down in the lower fives would be beneficial for it. Using a soil acidifier, that's the name of it, from Espoma. It makes it nice and easy because we're looking to make the soil acid loving. So soil acidifier is the product. You can add that around it, mix that into the soil. You could even do some of that now this time of year to work in for next year.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Okay, just one quick one.
Yeah.
We just transplanted a very old rose bush because we had to at that moment.
Yep.
I cut it all the way back, just before you get to the knot, the knoll there. We got, I think, about 2 feet of the main root.
Yep.
With two that come branching off from it. So we did get a lot of the root, and I put it in we put it right in the ground immediately as fast as we could. I did not put like the Biotone starter. Can I do that now?
How long ago did you do it?
About 4 days ago.
Yeah, you can put it down now. It's fine. Definitely.
Okay, and just mix it into the soil.
Mix it into the soil.
Deepen.
Yep.
Okay.
And water
it in.
Definitely. Okay. You still have time. If it was like 4 months ago, might be a little different story. But 4 days, you're fine. It's still fresh. You can definitely mix that in. I'd love to see you do that. That's going to help it tremendously.
Okay. Just one quick one. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
My pepper plants, I have the most awesome red ones. But my green ones this year, I had a couple of my plants had brown on the tops of the stem of the pepper plant.
Mm-hmm.
They turned brown. Do you know what that's caused from?
Might be a botrytis, like a fungus, but it could be just from very wet spring into the beginning of summer and then drying out and becoming so hot. The extreme temperatures have kind of shocked our soil and our plants and not knowing what's going on. So they kind of get used to it being really wet, and then it gets really dry. Then they start to get used to it being really dry. Then it's going to get cold. It's affecting a lot of different things differently, and that could be part of it.
Yeah, that makes sense with what happened all this season. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Patrick. You have
no
a wonderful
problem,
day.
No problem, Kelly. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now.
All right, we do have some calls on the line, but I want to just make sure for anybody who's listening and anybody on the line that I might not get to, don't forget we do have an email address at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, that's paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website at paulparent.com, go all the way to the bottom. You can scroll there down, and there'll be a spot that says contact us. I know sometimes when we get to the end of the show, we still got calls coming in, and I can't get to them all, so I want to make sure you guys know. So we'll go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Helen in Cape Cod.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have 5 yucca plants that bloomed beautifully this past summer.
Yep.
However, now the stalks are pretty much gone. Can I cut those off?
The stalk of the flower?
Yes.
Yes. You can cut it back. That's not a problem.
And once cut it right back to the greenery?
Yeah, right back into the plant itself.
Okay, once before I did it, and they never reflowered.
Well, so they take some time to flower when they do that. Once they, you know, you want the branching of the flower to almost get a little bit weaker. Is it still pretty strong, the stem?
No, it's all brown and almost to the point of being brittle.
So that's when you want to cut it back.
Okay.
Sometimes when you cut it back right after, it can shock the plant. But when it starts to get to this point, when it's brown and brittle, that's when you can cut it down.
Yep.
Okay.
Alrighty. Yeah,
pardon?
I said, all right, does that work for you?
Perfect.
Does that sound good? All right, perfect.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, you too, Helen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number 855-660-4261. You may not know it, but Moe's Lawn Fertilizers actually spread chemicals and pesticides across your entire lawn. Until now, that's been the history of lawn care products. It's also why Espoma has developed an affordable, all-natural lawn program that's safe for kids and pets. You already know Espoma has a name you can trust. They've been making organic plant foods like Holytone and Plantone for over 84 years. Imagine a great-looking lawn that you're not afraid to walk barefoot on. It's a whole new day in lawn care. Look for Espoma Organic Lawn Food Products wherever quality lawn and garden products are sold. And visit Espoma.com to learn more about organic lawn care. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, Nathan, we have some more calls on the line.
Dwayne in Plymouth is next.
Dwayne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing great.
How are
you?
I have a question about my apple trees.
Sure.
One of my apple trees has brown spots on the leaves, and I had a couple apples. They're about 4 years old, the trees themselves. And
yep.
I don't know what's causing that. The other two trees are fine, but that one has brown spots, and then the apple itself had little like dark spots on it too.
So were they like on the apple itself? Were they like pin?
No, they almost size? like a brown, like a circle on the apple itself.
Okay.
And the leaves on that tree too kind of curl a little.
Okay. So I want to say it's going to be apple scab that you're having on this apple tree.
Uh-huh.
It's also some people will call it like a sooty blotch as well.
Yeah, it's more like a blotch. I mean, you can't wipe it off, but you can see it.
Yeah. Nope. And it's a fungus that's a couple things that can happen. So there's a couple things you can do and reasons why it happens. One of the reasons is the tree very full of branching?
I'm sorry. What was that?
Is the tree full? Like it's very a lot of branches going in and out of it.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so one of the things I'd like to see you do, and you can do this once the leaves start to fall off a little bit because it's easier to see the branching, is prune out some of the cross branches inside the apple tree.
Yep.
Okay. Any branches that are like rubbing up against each other, get rid of one of them. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to thin out the tree a little bit. Reason being is this sooty blotch or apple scab comes because there's too much moisture sitting in the plant and not enough airflow going through.
Okay.
So what's happening is it sits right on the apple. The moisture creates this fungus on the tree itself and then will cause this on the apples themselves. The apples with this sooty blotch, you can actually eat them. It's fine. It's not going to affect you. It's not like a disease that will hurt us. I just recommend cleaning it up. But the biggest thing is to thin it out a bit. And then also look at any of the sucker growth that's on the plant. Now, sucker growth is the branching that goes straight up and down.
Okay.
You might have some around the base or some on some of the branching. Get rid of those as well because those are pulling moisture away from the plant. They're just absorbing the water and taking away from the rest of your tree.
All right, okay. I have a few branches, too, that are real long. I mean, they look kind of awkward. Should I trim them back?
You can trim those, too, to kind of shape it back so it's not focusing so far away from the main trunk itself. So okay. That's not going to hurt you. What I'd like to also see you do in the spring is there's a couple products from Bonide that I'd like you to look into.
Okay.
One of them is going to be the fruit and tree spray from Bonide. It's a synthetic spray, but it's a spray that you want to use twice a year. The bottle itself will actually tell you how often to spray and when to spray it. Okay. But you want to use it twice during the year. And then from there, on the different times, I'd like to see you use either Infuse or Funganil. Those would be synthetic, but these are apples you're going to eat. So I'd look more for you to look at like a copper fungicide. Copper fungicide's organic.
Okay.
On those different times a year to help prevent this fungus. But thinning out is going to be your first step and your biggest step.
Okay.
Because it's not allowing the moisture to get out. The sun's not hitting it the right way, and you want that airflow.
Why, thank you, Patrick. Thank you very much.
All right, Dwayne, you have a good one, and good luck.
Yep, thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You too. We'll be right back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are wrapping up the show here, but wanted to, anybody who needed to get a hold of us this week, just realize it's going to take a little bit of time, but you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, or you can go to our website at paulparent.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, and hit the Contact Us button there. We're going to go into the lines, try to get as many calls answered as we can. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sherry in Cape Cod.
Sherry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. I heard you speaking to the woman regarding refurbishing her lawn.
Yep.
But I didn't hear, my lawn is like overrun with crabgrass. I mean, a lot of crabgrass. So, is that still an option for me to take care of it this year, this fall?
So, the crabgrass, there's not much you can really do at this point other than try and spray it with, like, a complete vegetation killer. You could use burnout.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Burnout's actually an organic one.
I have a question about that, if I may interrupt a moment.
Sure.
I did. I purchased that, and it did nothing.
So that it depends on when did you use it?
I would say late spring, early summer.
Okay.
I would say June. How about that?
Okay. It works best when it's warmer out and the sun's out and there hasn't been any rain.
Okay.
Reason being is what happens is, so that burnout, the spray will go onto the blade of grass. It will break off the outer cambium level. And what it'll do is it actually uses the sun to help burn the plant on the inside to get rid of it that way. So that
and
could be.
Yes,
that
I
could
agree.
Be part of
and
it.
It was a it was a shady area.
Yeah, so that could be one of the reasons why it doesn't work, because it utilizes what we already have in nature with the sun to do this.
Okay.
So that's probably most likely what happened.
Okay.
Going forward, though, you know, if you wanted to do something to kill it at this point, you could, and then try to reseed. Usually it takes about 2 weeks for anything that's synthetic to leave the soil's system. So, you know, you do have some time. You can still do it. That would be the time to do it now. The time would be to do it now and get it done. But if you wanted to, next year is where you can really attack the crabgrass. And what I'd want you to do is not only use the crabgrass preventer in step one, but use another crabgrass preventer about middle of May to end of May.
Okay.
They have a crabgrass preventer, Boni does, that's a Weed Beater Complete, that doesn't have fertilizer in it. So you can use it to get rid of the crabgrass at the same time as using step two, that would be your broadleaf weed killer.
Okay.
Okay. So
step one, Weed Beater Complete. I have the Ultra.
Yeah, so this is a granular one that I'd want you to use. So you'd use step one for your crabgrass preventer.
Got it.
So whichever product you want, you know, right as the forsythia are starting to bloom. That's
correct.
When you'd put it down. And then about 4 to 6 weeks later, usually when you put down your step two for your broadleaf weeds, because your broadleaf weeds are starting to form at that point, and they need to be active when you use that to kill them, you can also use a crabgrass preventer. And that Weed Beater Complete from Boni comes in a granular form that will actually, it on there, will kill the second round of crabgrass, because crabgrass seeds will pop up early and then a little bit later, and that's what you're doing with that second one. That's going to give you the best start for next year. Any of those areas that you have died out, put seed down as much as you can and try to get them growing, because the more you put seed down, the less the weeds have of an area to try and compete against the grass.
Okay.
So that's the biggest step when it comes to crabgrass, is starting and doing it twice in the spring.
Twice, okay. So even though I'm using Weed Beater Complete, the granular, I can still sow seed over that, or do I need to wait?
I double-checked the label on that one. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'd have to look it up, but I think you can't. I think you would actually have to wait, because you are killing some of the weed seeds, so you'd have to wait about 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Sherry, have a great one. You too.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. That'll wrap up the show for this week. Thanks for everybody who's called. Until next week, be good to each other and get out there and plant something. We'll see you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.